This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rock.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, skeptics, atheists, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. I'm Tim Brown, I'm the editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com, and for our Muslim listeners, I'm the infidel that Allah warned you about, the one that holds the book, the Bible, as the authoritative word of God. And I'm filling in for Bradley today, live from the bunker here in the U.S.-occupied state of South Carolina. If you'd like to call in at any time, the phone lines are accessible at 1-866-582-9933. We're not doing Chinese buffet, so please stick to the topic if you call in, and we'll get you on as soon as we can. If you want to find us online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com, or you can also find us at sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you want to follow Bradley on Facebook, just look him up at Bradley Dean, B-R-A-D-L-E-E, Dean, on Facebook. Also, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, and Sons of Liberty Media on Facebook. And if you are a person who gets on Twitter, you can find Bradley there at BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1. Well, there's lots of things going on, obviously, in our country, and a few stories that are out on sonsoflibertymedia.com that you might want to check out, I want to point you to, and then we're going to talk a little bit, I'm going to make a mention of the idea of what's going on with the Bundys as some of those trials pick up this week, but some things that you need to be aware of, I'm going to give you, and then in the second segment, we're going to take a look at some of this that is coming out of the ATF, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. No, it is not your local convenience store. It is an unconstitutional agency. And we're going to take a little look at that and some of the things that are coming out of that now and give some commentary on that. But a couple of things from sonsoflibertymedia.com. Army preps for urban warfare in megacities. Mass migration disaster and inner city turmoil. Now, if you've been paying attention to some of this stuff before, you know there are places in America. Down in Florida is one that's pretty popular every year. They have the Army come in, and they're coming in on boats. They're running through the cities with practice. They're using helicopters and things like that. This is with people there, just citizens there. They're coming into that, and they say, well, this helps them get used to this, you know, if they go overseas and they have to come into a place like that. Well, that may be. But the question is, what does it get the people in the mindset of that that our own army can come in among us and do those things? Now, you say, well, they're not telling us to do that yet. That's the issue. They're not telling you that. But psychologically, they have been preparing American people for that for a long time. And our forefathers warned against it. They feared a standing army. That's why, really, when they had the issue for an army, that thing, if the central government brought up a standing army, they had to renew it every 2 years because they didn't want it continually like this. That was not what they wanted. as part of what we're going to look at in the second segment of the Second Amendment. Why the militia is there. The militia, not the army. The militia is to be used for the enforcement of the laws of the land, of the Constitution. We are. Not the police department, not the army, not any of those people. The people. Okay? But you can see that there on sonsoflibertymedia.com, Army Press for Urban Warfare in Megacities, and there's a video to go with it. Also, we have from the UK, there's a disabled politician that spoke out there against the murder of the unborn, and he said, quote, people like me, quote, are facing extinction. Of course they are. If you're not going to protect the unborn in the womb, and in some cases you're not going to protect them once they get out of the womb, what makes you think you're going to protect the disabled or the elderly? Or then you start getting really sporadic, somebody who has blonde hair, somebody who has brunette hair, somebody who has a particular disease or this, that, and the other. I mean, we're all, I remember when me and my wife, when my wife was first pregnant with one of our children, I think it was like our second child, they asked about if this child has Down syndrome, do you want to keep it? And I looked at the person like, that's a stupid question to ask. Of course we want to keep it. It's our child. But apparently, that's a legitimate question for some people to ask. I don't get it. Also, sonsoflibertymedia.com, the UN is set to treat religious freedoms as privileges rather than rights. Well, my opinion for that is that the Trump administration really should have not sent Nikki Haley over there. She was my former governor. She's a rhino. She's a sellout in a lot of ways. He should have just said, we're not sending any ambassadors, and by the way, we're not letting any funds go either, and get out of our country. That's the way I think about it. The United Nations is not good for the world. It's not good for America. It is anti-Christian. It is anti-American. We should do ourselves a favor and get rid of them. Also, sonsoflibertymedia.com, Northern Hemisphere, potentially in great danger as Fukushima radiation spikes to unimaginable levels, and you can see the picture there of how the radiation travels through the currents in the ocean and how far it's spread there in the Pacific. Also from John Whitehead at the Rutherford Institute, rule by brute force, the true nature of government, draining the swamp in Montana. That's by our friend Jim White. He's out of Montana, by the way. Knife jihad in New York. A teen is stabbed by a Muslim refugee from Somalia, one of those countries that Trump is putting a temporary ban on. Also, from our friend Publius Holda, how to use Article 5 of our Constitution to move us into the North American Union. She's trying to point you as to what is going on with all of this Article 5 stuff. It's not just this issue. There are a plethora of them, and we would be wise to heed the warnings she gives. Also, we're going to talk about in the next segment, ATF wants to cut gun control regulations. My question is, when are they going to eliminate themselves, according to the Second Amendment? Also, five signs we're going to war. This has to do with the ban. This has to do with what we've seen in Iran. This has to do with what we've seen with Russia and the condemnation of Russia at the UN by Nikki Haley. Take a look at that. I think you'll find it fascinating what has already been planned out, and the documentation is there. And seems to be happening under the Trump administration. Now, I was hoping he would have a different foreign policy. Maybe he will. He's only been there 2 weeks. These things, those seem to be falling in line. You check that out at sonsoflibertymedia.com. And also, the Bundy Ranch trials began yesterday, selection of jury and such. We were going to try to have Deb and Pete on, couldn't get them on. But the first six patriots in there, the next set will be 30 days later. Stay with us on the other side of the break. We're going to talk ATF, the Second Amendment, and their illegal agency. Hang on.
Aquanetics H2O has developed the most effective water purification system on the planet, period. The Solar Hydro is what it's called. The Solar Hydro is a solar backpack system that will take most any contaminated fresh water and cleanse it to a 99.9% purity. That's eradicating bacteria and viruses while safely removing harmful chemicals and toxins. It will even purify water from stagnant ponds. So secure your family's water supply, because you can't drink guns, you can't drink gold, and you surely can't drink ammo. Aquanetics H2O. Contact Alan at 325 325- 320-400-4343. Again, contact Alan at 325-200-4343 or visit them at aquanetics h20.com. Again, that's aquanetics h20.com.
Did you know that less than one half of 1% of church funding actually goes towards our posterity? And of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost? And the rest of the money goes toward reaching the already churched? That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. Public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, and more from across the United States have spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America who have become sons and daughters of liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty. If you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. You can also jump over on our Facebook account, Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean on Facebook. Twitter account is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1 on my Twitter account. If you'd like to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933, You know, it's interesting, friends. There's so many people that are so afraid of those that are a part of Islam and the Muslims that are coming into the United States. And they should be, rightly, in so many different ways, for the crimes that they commit against mankind, themselves, nature itself. They war against the God of heaven in Jesus' name, a war in which they continuously lose decade after decade, century after century. And I want you to pay attention, though, to the crimes of the Muslims that you're so worried about. And the reason I bring this up is because you're afraid of them because they have a hijab on, or they have a black robe on, or of all the stories that you heard about them. And in many cases, they're right on. So they're not falsified, but it's interesting to note that you're afraid of the Muslims that are guilty of doing the same things that you're allowing doctors to do in the womb in this country. You ever thought about that? And have you ever seen the correlation, friends, where you allow abortion, 3,000 to 4,000 babies a day to be dissected, to be decapitated by they're called doctors, but they're murderers scripturally. And you allow them to go ahead and do at will what they will to the baby because you've allowed the women to have their way concerning the women's march in Washington, D.C., which, by the way, is led up by a Palestinian Muslim. You're allowing the very thing within the gate that you've tolerated within the gate for a long time concerning the innocent in the womb. But have you paid attention to the correlation between that and gun control? Have you seen that? See, the more that you allow... The more that you tolerate, the more judgment begins to rain upon you. Isn't that interesting how that works? When God again said, if you keep my commandments, my statutes, and my judgments to keep and to do them, then longevity will come into play for you and your posterity, your children's children. But if you don't keep my commandments concerning executing the law unto judgment concerning the crimes both within first and then without, well, this is what's going to happen. Your sin's going to find you out, Numbers 32:23. And that's exactly what's happening in this country today. Here, let me give it to you this way. Same topic, but just kind of jumping gears, shifting gears a little bit here. There's an estimated 15% of Muslims that have radical views, okay? So let's break the number down really quick. There are an estimated 1 billion Muslims in the world today. That's 4.2 million in America, by the way. And I remember when the foreign agent, criminal sodomite, Barack Hussein Obama was in the White House. Remember, he said we have one of the largest Muslim populations in the world. Of course, that wasn't true. The opposite is always true. When he lies to you, you know he's telling you the truth. In one way or another. Just look to the other direction. That's all you have to do. Read Isaiah 5:20 when you get a moment. But there's an estimated 1 billion Muslims in the world, which means there's 150 million people in this world who think you, your family, and everyone you love should be butchered for just being an American and believing in freedom in Christ. Okay? 2 Corinthians 3:17. Okay, so to really put that percentage into something so you can grasp it, there are 318.9 million men, women, and children in the United States of America. Okay? So I want you to think about that the next time someone tells you a few followers of Islam have radical views. Let me say this again, breaking down the numbers. There's an estimated 15% of Muslims that have radical views, okay? They want you dead. They want to butcher you. They want to decapitate you. Why? Because you're a Christian. You're a patriot. You're a part of the great Satan, they call it here in America. Okay? And much of what they say, friends, does have some validity. Because of what you've allowed politicians to do to their countries without cause in so many different ways. That's a fact. And by the way, if you want to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933, folks, 15% of Muslims have radical views. 15%. Only 15%. That little leaving will leaven the whole lump, will it not? If you let them do it. Yep, that's right. Wow, that's pretty crazy. So there are an estimated 1 billion Muslims in the world who think your family and everyone you love should be butchered for just being an American, a Christian, a patriot, or a conservative, believing in freedom, which all stem from Christ. So if you put that percentage into something you can grasp, there are 318.9 million men, women, and children in the United States of America. And if you think about that the next time someone tells you a few followers of Islam have radical views, you'll know that you're completely being lied to. And also, this is their methodology when they conquer nations. Okay? I just want to make sure you understand it's all perpetrated on a lie. And it's all premised on a lie, friends. They have to play the victim status. And yes, I am setting this up for what I'm going to be talking about in a couple moments. What I was talking about, by the way, going back to the first segment about football and beer filled up the minds and the horizons of their minds to keep them in control was not difficult. You ought to know that your Muslim enemies have said of you that America's new gods are sports. Okay, so I want you to know that that wasn't like some little personal shot you thought that I was taking on you. And that wasn't the case at all. I care about you enough to tell you the truth that you're being laughed at by your enemies, okay? Let's just put that into perspective. I want to do this too, because in the Middle Eastern countries, they have enough sense to go ahead and put up borders. And I want to tell you why they're putting up borders, because they want to bar Muslims from coming into their nations. Belfast 99 peace lines separate Catholic and Protestant communities, okay? And Spain, Morocco, fences surround Spain's enclaves of Ceuta and Melilla. Okay, that's some sort of Spanish. Forgive me. My Spanish is not up to par. We have Cyprus. Since Turkey's invasion in 1974, a wall has divided the island between Turkish and Greek Cypriot sides. Okay. Hungary and Serbia. Hungary began building a 177 kilometers fence along its border with Serbia. Greece and Turkey, the 7-mile Evros wall along its border with Turkey is designated to prevent, or designed, forgive me, to prevent migrants using Greece to enter into Europe. So there's borders and there's fences, not just between America, Northern America, and Mexico, friends. But you do need to keep in mind, this is globally. Many people think about what's going on. They think about protecting their people by actually putting up a wall. USA and Mexico, President hopeful Donald Trump has promised to extend America's security by building a 1,933-mile wall paid for by the Mexican government. We'll see if that comes to pass. We have Morocco, Western Sahara. There's a 1,700-mile sand barren to protect Morocco from Palisario. Okay? And then you have Saudi Arabia with a fence between them and Iraq with the threat of the Islamic State. The Saudi government has expanded the security on their border to include a 560-mile fence. Did you hear what I said? See, listen to the rhetoric that you're putting up with from your media today, friends. Israel and the West Bank, I was there, have the hat, the T-shirt. Israel began building a security barrier in 2002 to keep out the Palestinians. Turkey and Syria. Turkey is building a 500-mile wall along its southern border with Syria as protection against ISIS, which is all bought and paid for and created. It's, again, Hitler's modern-day SS, and you better know your history, and you better understand what's going on today, friends, because you need to look into and within the borders of the United States to understand where this is coming from and who actually created ISIS. Turkey and Syria. Turkey is building a 500-mile wall along its southern border with Syria as protection again against ISIS. If you go to the Middle East, they will tell you that it's the CIA that created ISIS. We heard much of that from Snowden. We've heard much of this coming from others that are actually giving you the facts concerning classified intelligence, friends, as to who's responsible for the crimes that are being committed through a black army called ISIS. Then you have India and Bangladesh. India has built a barbed wired fence along its border with Bangladesh, to prevent immigrants from coming in the United States of America. So I'm just kind of curious, if this is happening on a global scale, what's the problem? Well, folks, keep in mind what George Soros, who was just found out, having given $50,000 to these useful idiots called protesters that are protesting the current administration, friends. Just keep in mind, we may be leading through opposition. Let's keep our eyes on Scripture. We'll know exactly what's going on. But keep in mind, George Soros just paid $50,000 to these protesters within who said that the United States is the only obstacle to the New World Order.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks? Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X, PixWireless.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1G 2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. And apparently that's what's going on in this country today, because America is going back to sleep. And you better know that your enemy knows exactly what's going on in this country. That, well, we'll just go ahead and put this guy in there and put the people back to sleep again in certain areas, but what we'll do is we'll push the ball forward. It's called Hegelian dialectic. We'll go ahead and push the ball forward in this area, but what we'll do is we'll keep them diverted by acting like, well, he's doing a good thing here. This has been the history of America over the last 60 and 70 years. Now, I know Americans are just falling for everything that's going on. We'll let Donald go ahead and do for us what we're not willing to do for ourselves. Friends, it's a fact. This is what we're seeing. Yesterday, when I posted, just for an example, for you to kind of get what I'm saying here, yesterday I had posted that Orwellian quote on football, and we knew that it was the Super Bowl. We knew what was going on, and we also knew, you know, men were going to go ahead and pack around the television set with all their friends and just act like everything is hunky-dory, again, as if to suggest that the enemy doesn't know that. And I'm going to highlight that in just a moment here. But what I did is I posted, football and beer filled up the horizon of their minds. To keep them in control was not difficult. You know how many shares I got on a page of almost 600,000 friends? 47 shares. You know, when I put anything up there that shows the responsibility of the American people concerning abortion or the homosexual agenda, you probably get about 47 shares. I posted an article that morning, yesterday morning before I posted that. Okay, I posted that during the afternoon. Again, keep in mind, 47 shares. Prior to that, I posted a meme, and I had over 1,000 shares an hour and a half before I posted that. Okay, that was just at that particular time, just to show you what's happening in your country. It has 3,391 shares right now, okay? I posted that just a couple hours before I posted that quote by Orwell. Are people asleep, America? Are you tracking with me? See, when it appeals to duty, for some reason, people don't want to hear about it. They want nothing to do with it. When they're being entertained, don't you dare disrupt their entertainment. Tain derived from entertain means to stop from entering in. I also posted a video where it states, Allahu Akbar, Europe is ours. Right before I posted that, there was only 16 shares. You're in trouble, America. You are predictable, America. Go back to sleep in a time, namely for patriots and those that have been on the cutting edge. Now the time begins for us to work. Now the time begins for us to right the wrongs. During the break, my son had actually brought something up. We had to burn some time up yesterday, and in the meantime, I dropped my sons, 12 and under, off at Cabela's to go ahead and take a look at some of the taxidermy, some of the stuffed animals, and my older son wanted to go ahead and look at some of the new Glocks. Sam, why don't you go ahead and share with everybody, just so they can understand what's going on in the United States of America right now. What took place during our time at Cabela's?
So basically, when I went in there to look at the handguns, when we went in there when Barack was in office, it was packed. It was hard to grab a number because there were so many people there. I went in there,
arming themselves against this criminal.
Yes. And when we went in there, now Trump's in office, I saw seven or more workers just walking around. I saw one person looking at a gun. There's nobody at the firearm department.
Yeah, and if that right there doesn't explain to the American people what I've been trying to say over the last couple hours, or I'm sorry, the last couple minutes, and over the last 15, 16, 17 years of radio now, I don't know what it is. You can't just go to sleep because it's a good idea to go to sleep and let someone else take care of the problem. And in the meantime, well, you are entertaining yourselves, friends. What we found just yesterday, Pamela Geller posted this, more faked hate. Another hate crime against Muslims that isn't. In other words, it was completely created. Another Islamophobia hoax committed by who? Muslims. Muslim student at Wisconsin College, faked vile hate crime. That was yesterday. Austria, teen Muslima who claimed she was called terrorist and pushed onto train tracks actually made it all up. That was in Austria. Yet another fake hate crime, Muslim college student's murder wasn't a Trump-related hate crime after all. This was in America. By the way, that was just posted on January 18th of 2000, this year, friends, the new year, 2017. Then we have the state-controlled media fronting for these foreign illegals. MSNBC's Lawrence O'Donnell tweets out fake news of a video of a Muslim hate crime hoax as if it was actually legit. Then we have in San Diego another faked hate Muslim crime. Hijabi drops charges. Then we had litigation jihad defeated. Clock Boys hoax lawsuit completely dismissed. And by the way, this is one for the good guys. The little boy that wanted to go ahead and make the clock, and people thought he was creating a bomb. And then Barack Hussein Obama invited him into the White House. Well, he was going to go ahead and sue the system. Well, the system just sued him, friends. Okay? This is what happens when America stands up. Then we have refugee home arson, five Muslim residents arrested. Wow, I bet you they blame somebody that didn't commit the crime, only to put them in the victim status. You better bet your bottom dollar. And then we have Muslim migrants who witness anti-Muslim hate crime to be immune from deportation. Wow. Then we have Muslim hate crime hoaxer Adam Saleh tweeted "Free Jihar" in support of Boston Marathon Jihad killer. Okay, going back, then we have Muslim Islamophobia hoaxer. The entire thing was planned. Delta passengers refute YouTube pranksters. See, they're setting themselves up as the victims, as they're the ones perpetuating the crimes. Police. University of Michigan. Muslim student lied in claiming man threatened to light her on fire unless she removed her hijab. Okay? Islamofoxobia. That's what it was. That was the hashtag here. Going on. Muslim college student made up Trump supporter subway attack story to avoid punishment for missing curfew. The list goes on and on and on. And while America sleeps, this is what's going on in your country today. Islamophobia hoax. New York Muslim Yasmin Saweed arrested for filing false reports. Geller right again hashtag. Okay? This is what's going on in your country today. BuzzFeed hires Islamophobia reporter. Fake hate saga crumbles. Missing Muslim teen verbally abused by Trump. Islamophobia is found. How does this work, America? Texas. Muslim pleads guilty to mosque arson that terror-tied care promoted as hate incident. Who started the fire? The Muslim did. DOJ's Loretta Lynch visiting mosque next week after hate crimes reported. See how the criminal administration was given a free hand to go ahead and do what they will at will, how they wanted to do it at will, to accuse who they wanted to at will, but they just can't find the guy that they want to set up to be guilty of the crime that they want him to commit. It's always found to be one of their own. But America gives them a free hand to go ahead and do it on another day. Soft judges produce hardened criminals. You're adding strength to tyranny by tolerating this stuff. America, you have the prime opportunity right now to stand up and right the wrongs in favor of good government in many aspects right now. Amen. That is awesome. New York City Mayor de Blasio blasts Trump for a spike in hate crimes after Muslim policewoman is offended. Did you see the picture while you were watching the football game, America, what was going on in New York? The Muslims were in the streets praying to their false god. Well, I say to you listening to me, if your god was God, then what did you come to America for? If your God was God, then what are you coming to America for? Hey, friends, I don't personally care if anybody in this country that violates our constitutional law is offended. Offend away, America, because my ministry is going to be without offense before a just and a holy God, and that means I'm going to uphold His word because love worketh no ill. It owes my brothers and sisters the truth, regardless of who they are or where they came from. I hope everybody's listening to what I'm saying right now. I want you to listen to what I'm saying right now. I don't care who you are. Offend means anything contrary to God's moral law. And if someone's offended because I'm upholding His law, hey, you know what? Be offended. Again, Christians offend away in righteousness. I mean, that's like someone that's robbing a bank, and all of a sudden the cop comes about, holds out his gun and aims it at him to stop the crime and expose and to bring that crime to cease and desist concerning that crime, friends. That's like the criminal saying, you know what, that's offended. I'm offended that you have that gun aimed at me right now. I don't care that you're offended. I'm here to offend you. This is ridiculous. New York City Mayor de Blasio, you got to ask the question who you're allowing your representatives to work for, friends, because it's not the American people. New York City Mayor de Blasio blasts Trump for a spike in hate crimes after Muslim policewoman is offended. I could care less if she's offended. And furthermore, what is she offended by, friends? She's offended by your law that she swore that she would uphold. Now you're starting to figure out who the enemy is, America? We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Rick Godley, host of Ground Rules from the Playbook on ESPN 97.7 Radio in Ruston, Louisiana, with words of encouragement for the Sons of Liberty Radio Network. As they stand not only firm in the faith once delivered to the saints, but they're taking Jesus at his word and storming the gates of hell to set other captives free. Remember, when the Messiah returns, he's looking for a certain kind of faith. Read Luke 18:8 yourself and believe what you read. Don't read what you believe.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty Media.com, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Folks, I got to tell you, this is something else. You got to pay attention to what's going on in your country. I was just called a racist and bigot, and they hope that I die slow. Okay. Then I got another one from a real hard guy in America here. He said, I drink my beer and I watch my football, but yet I still maintain the ability to go blank yourself and go blank in your head at the same time. Nobody controls me. Oh, wait, I got to go. Falcons are going to score again. Isn't that cute? This is the mindset of the listeners, friends. Listen to what he said. He just caught himself in his own words. I drink my beer, watch football, but yet I still maintain the ability to go tell you to blank yourself and go blank in your hat at the same time. Nobody controls me, he said. Now listen to where he sticks both feet in his mouth. Oh, wait, I gotta go. Falcons are gonna score again. I thought nobody controls you. I mean, this is incredible. I mean, they act like I'm the bad guy for telling them the truth. Of course. But by the way, that's what the apostles and the prophets did, friends. And that's why they were martyred. They were killed by their own people for doing the very things that I'm doing right now. Telling you the truth, whether you like it or not. It's not time for you to go to sleep. It's time for you to wake up, America. It's time for you to do your due diligence and quit standing back, and namely the professed church that is sitting there putting their hands on Donald Trump, expecting him to do what they should have done a long time ago. Hey, you know, if nobody can do it, Donald will do it for us. You know, instead of training up and being there to be a guide to the likes of Donald Trump, who they call a baby Christian, you'd think they'd actually lead by example. But that's not what they do, nor have they ever done that in so many different scenarios, because it's a lack of Christianity. Just wanted to set that one straight again. Going back, New York City... you got to see this picture. Muslims pray in the streets and close grocery store to protest Donald Trump's travel ban. They're protesting your laws, America. This is how they tear them down. This is what Barack Hussein Obama was doing for 8 years. See, now what he's done is he's stacked the cards against you, and they're slowly infiltrating to stack the cards against you all the more. I got to bring this up as well. This is coming to my aid right now. Folks, you go ahead and stand behind whatever president you want to stand behind. But until America awakens and sins, repents before a just and a holy God and brings forth fruits worthy of repentance, you better know that I don't care who you have in the White House. You go ahead and mark these words down. And you just seen it, as a matter of fact. No matter what Donald Trump is doing right now, if you think he's there to go ahead and protect you while you remain in your dead state of sin before a just and a holy God, you better rest assured God's judgments are going on, and they are going on, and they are going on. Regardless of what he does, judgment is still reigning in this country. You just seen it. He puts a travel ban out, didn't he? Yep, he did. And he's right in what he's doing, right? He's right. But now the American people, again, a sign of mercy from heaven, now it's time to stand up and do your duty. Now they sit down and go to sleep. And what happens? A couple days later, the ban was lifted by an appointee by the criminal George W. Bush, who stopped the ban concerning the Muslims infiltrating this country. You go ahead and trust the arm of the flesh all day long. You go ahead and be your bad self and keep doing what you're not doing, America. Because I want to tell you, on the behalf of your enemies, they love you. They appreciate you. They thank you for doing absolutely nothing and leaving everything up to Donald. And I want to tell you something. I will stand behind Donald Trump. I will stand behind what he is doing again on a lawful scale, 100%. Because it's the right thing to do. And the way to right the wrongs is to do the right thing right now, because the right time to do the right thing is always right now. How many of you people, you sat back and whined about your favorite politician, now he's doing some of the things that are absolutely advantageous, critical and crucial for our times, and he's doing it in hopes that the rest of you that came out and voted him in would stand up and continue on with what you started. And that's what I'm here to do today. Stand up and do it. But again, it comes back to this. Repentance towards God for your sin is finding you out, because no matter what's going on in your country right now, you go ahead and read Leviticus 26 and Deuteronomy 28, and you tell me it's not still going on, friends. It's going on. Matter of fact, they're raising their ugly heads even higher, aren't they? And along with the likes of Donald Trump, I'll help make sure that those ugly heads go back to where they came from. Because the law says what the law says. But you got to look at this picture. Muslims pray in the streets and close grocery stores to protest Trump's ban. Isn't that incredible? We're here illegally, and there's nothing you can do about it, Donald Trump, they're saying. That's what they're doing. And they're trying to get everybody to submit through fear. And it's not time for you to submit, America. It's time for you to stand up, as I said. And as I'm going to continuously say, I also want to let you know, friends, that did you see in Sweden where the woman, there was a Swedish woman murdered by Muslim refugees that she was there holding signs in support of? Did you see that? Isn't that crazy how that works? A woman, a Swedish woman, murdered by the very Muslim refugees that she supported. And you've got enough of these useful idiots in this country, friends, that they now need to be re-educated. And I'm talking about not indoctrinated, but educated. And furthermore, if you look at what just took place in 2016, there was a record number of Muslim refugees admitted into the United States of America. It's not time for you to go to sleep, America. It's time for you to wake up. And then I also can see in front of me, did you see that the Iraqi Christians to Americans are saying, why did you not protest while we were being slaughtered by Islamists? Wow, isn't that amazing how that works? It really is. And am I being facetious? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I'm looking at just all this news going on, all these fake crimes and how it's being, and it's interesting how the state-controlled media, bought and controlled by the CIA, is sympathizing with those that are coming into your country so they can upend you, so they can start rock-fisting and saying now America's been conquered as well. I mean, as if they really conquered anything, friends. They're really here to plunder is what they are, right? And then once their plundering's over, they have nothing left, and then they begin to kill themselves off. That's what sin does. It charges you a lot more than you want to pay, and it keeps you a lot longer than you want to stay. 1 year after San Bernardino jihad slaughter, city aims to prevent non-existent anti-Muslim hate crimes. I mean, is this the most ridiculous, backwards thing you've ever heard of in your life? Instead of standing against it, you allow them to tear down your laws and have their way with you. This is judgment. FBI cannot confirm that hate letter sent to mosque came from outside of Muslim community. Of course they didn't. They have to be the victims. Fake hate in Houston. Muslima claims discrimination at cupcake shop. Exactly. I mean, who's attacking bakers? The homosexuals are. Who's coming up with all these fake hate crimes? The homosexuals are. Who is following their method, line upon line, precept upon precept? The Muslims are. Boy, folks, go ahead and pull up the podcast from 16 years ago and tell me that I wasn't the only one in this country faithfully warning you as to what you're dealing with today. Because nobody else would touch it. I just heard about 2 years ago for the very first time, did you know that the homosexuals are in line with the Muslims? You know they're making way for the Muslims? I said, yeah. I said, I've been telling you guys that for 14 years now. But again, we all understand that today's conservatives are yesterday's liberals. Folks, I could go on and on, page after 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 page of more faked hate. Investigators find no evidence Muslim child was attacked on school bus. Muslims in U.S. on Trump, we know he sees us as less than human. Louisiana. Muslima made up story of attack by Trump supporters. Folks, and again, it goes on. Pope to Christians, you're hypocrites if you don't want refugees. He's calling for a New World Order, too. He's a player, for those that didn't know. Another hate crime, Holt dashed in New York as police say attack was random. Muslim group wants Islamic terrorists scrubbed from 9/11 memorial. Look at this, friends. Lawyer for man accused of killing New York imam says murder has to do something with the mosque itself, not particularly liking the imam. Oklahoma City Muslim sent letter containing white powder to mosque. Imam implicated. Mosque behind Hufford beheadings. Folks, this is the tip of the iceberg. I'm only here to warn you. That's all. I can't do anything else for you. God helps those that help themselves. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. Talk to you in 23. See ya.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.